down to the president's office, please?
Yes.
About this.
Yes, please.
Ziegler.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mr. Ziegler.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I notice it says my remarks will be recorded for the archives only. This tonight has got to be on the record. You can't have 150 people there.
Oh, sure. I noticed
so
that.
You should tell
we'll
the
do a
people,
transcript.
Tell the people that they will get a transcript. As a matter of fact, let me tell them when I come in.
Good, fine, okay.
And I'll just say that we're going to we'll give you a transcript.
Mr. President, did you talk to Alex Butterfield?
No, what's he want?
Well, we were talking about the best way to do this tonight. My view is that, in looking over that sheet you have, that you should not come over until about 10 till 6.
Yeah, I agree.
In other words,
let him have a drink,
and the staff will be there, get settled and so forth. Then you can walk in, since there's no reception line.
Right.
Make your remarks, give them a wave when you walk out, and then the guys who want to go file can, and the guys who want to stay.
Right.
And that'll give them a feeling of having been there and had a drink and milling around. Actually, even 6 o'clock would be okay.
Let them have a drink first.
Right.
Now, incidentally, I think on reflection, we probably ought to have Rogers there. Don't you think so? Rogers and Kissinger? What's your feeling?
Well, we can. I don't have a strong feeling against it. However,
I think mainly in terms of the therapy for Rogers is just good for him to
be around.
He
did a good job today, I think,
good.
From what
I
see.
Well, that's probably just good. Tell him he's welcome to come if he wants.
All right.
Him and Hildebrand.
Hildenbrand and Rogers.
Yeah, well, is he going to take a press man, too?
No, but I could have McCloskey come over just...
Have McCloskey come, too. Fine. Invite them all over. I mean, what the hell is cheap?
That's right.
Yeah,
and then they can mill around with him a little bit.
Tell Bill, it's up to him. If he can't, just have Hildebrand come. It's not a command performance, and I'm just going to talk briefly about sort of give him the feel of the trip and so forth, and then because I don't want to give away everything in a thing like this.
Good.
And that if he wants to come, fine. Tell him that there will be our staff people will be there, some of them, and some of them will not be there.
Good. Did you get the fact sheet that we prepared on the...
Good,
fine.
I think most of that stuff, though, I won't handle. I just figure that it's...
Okay, well, I just saved it all, and you can use whatever you want.
You mean in places to stay in that...
Well, we have named a hotel. That was incorrect there. We've named a hotel. You shouldn't get into that at all. But
I think maybe that I'll just leave that to you. I mean, they all know where they're going to go, don't they, and everything.
Well, they just know the hotels, but...
What would be something that I could tell them that they need to hear?
I think you could point out.
For example, I can tell them that the two substantive speeches will be the opening toast and do they know that I'm going to address the Russian people by television?
No, sir.
All right, I'll put that out. Fine.
You want to announce that?
Sure. Hell yes.
That's good. Okay, you can do that. And the other thing that they don't know about is our briefing schedule. I haven't told them about
that. Now, on that, incidentally, Henry says he doesn't want to commit to two a day. He thinks that's too much. He says, don't commit. I'll just say there'll be daily briefings. I think I'll just say that.
It would reassure him if you tell him that you told me to be around the press center and to brief him during the day, and I'll have people along with me, but they'll get regular briefings. And
there'll
so.
Be regular briefings.
The only other thing...
I'll say there'll be progress reports, basically, I'll say.
That's right. And I can do things informally, for example, and give the times of the meetings and so forth.
Right.
The other thing now that I think is in that sheet, and that's the third country press problem. Mm-hmm. In other words, the Soviet Union did not grant visas to other country press who are stationed here in Washington. I think you're better off not even raising that. But I think reference to the kitchen cabinet guys who are going along reference to the fact that there'll be plenty of transportation for the press in Moscow, some reference to the hotels and...
the hotels... hotel facilities are good, we'll say.
Yep. Right.
Fine.
One of the problems in the Soviet Union, in China, although you wouldn't want to compare it, perhaps, was the fact that there was not enough cars, but just a reference
there'll be
to
plenty of cars, plenty of hotels.
Right.
And
good
so
filing
so
facilities. And
filing facilities are fine. Okay?
Good.
All right.
Okay, Mr. President.
Secretary Connolly.
Thank you.
Hello.
Secretary Connolly.
Hello.
How do, sir?
I've had a chance to think about your trip, John, and if you could sort of make some mental notes.
All right, sir.
I think you should leave about the day after I get back.
All right, sir.
Now, I'll tell you why. I'll be back, and then it's hot news, you know, that
yes,
you're going out to report.
Yes, sir.
I think you should go to four countries in Latin America now by the time when we start. Incidentally, we're just keeping this between you and me and Henry at this point because I don't want state to start adding all those chicken little countries down there, you see.
Yes, sir.
But Colombia, Brazil, Argentina, Peru, if that meets with your approval.
Yes, sir, that's fine.
Now, I think if we can work it out logistically, that it would be useful for you to then to flip on over and do New Zealand and Australia.
All right.
Now, the only other possibility, and I haven't been able to, Henry, to sit down every day. We've been just like, you know, getting my books together.
I know you.
To see if there was a place that you could stop further on around, so you go on around the world, you see, rather than coming around.
Yes, sir.
You wouldn't mind doing that, would you?
Oh, of course not.
I just don't know. I mean, you might see, Agnew's done, I don't want you doing those countries. The only ones, unfortunately, hold your breath are India and Pakistan. I don't think you want to go there, do you?
Well, I don't mind. Hell, I don't mind going to any of them. Don't bother me. Wouldn't bother me in the least to go to either one of them.
Well, if it would be useful to us.
Or Saudi Arabia, or Egypt.
Well, Saudi.
Or any of the Arab countries.
The trouble with Egypt, we don't have diplomatic relations.
Right.
Saudi Arabia, I think Agnew's done.
Africa, Ms. Nixon's done.
But no, she did the Black Africa.
That's right.
Now, on the other hand, it might be that we might want you to do a place like Morocco.
Morocco would be fine.
Morocco, Tunisia, you might have
or
to do.
Or Portugal, or Spain.
Yeah. Ethiopia.
I don't care.
Let me see. Ethiopia might be an idea. Let's see. I'll check that out, too. Well, anyway, I just want you to know to plan that. Now, figuring your plan, I think you've got to spend 2 days in each country.
Gotcha.
And my view is that I would try to spend a couple of days in each country, but I would spend 3 days in Brazil.
Gotcha.
So you do Brasilia, and then I think you ought to tell them you'd like to fly over or at least see the new Amazon Highway and then get down around São Paulo, the big city, and, you know, and look at that project. You know, I'm still counting on you to come up with a deal.
Yeah, I understand. I tell you, I want to get out. I'm going to. I want to spend at least 1 day with somebody looking over the country for that very reason.
You can do some private checking with your friends as to a place to go.
I will.
But what we'll do, incidentally, I'm going to, just talking to Bob here, and he won't be here to work it out, but I will have I want you to take one of our presidential planes.
I'd be wonderful.
Take number, you know, the number two plane, so-called.
Roger.
And take Nellie. And then I think you ought to take a little staff.
Roger.
Although I wouldn't take too many. They bother you.
Yes, sir.
You might want to take somebody from the NSC staff, somebody from state.
All right.
And frankly, somebody from Treasury.
All right.
Now, if Schultz is not confirmed, I talked to George today, and I told him I think he'd send you a trip. I don't think that makes any difference. For this reason, I think that what we can say, in effect, is that, well, after all, Schultz is now in, and he can be acting.
Well, I don't think of that.
And do you agree?
Yes, yes.
Because
I think
you really will have finished all you have to do with Schultz. So you've got 10 days now to do that.
Right.
See?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be no problem.
Then that'll run from about the second. You got to figure, I think you're looking, figuring travel time at a 2.5 to 3 week
trip. 3 weeks, looks like about 3 weeks.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Right. That's but with that plane, it'll be damn comfortable.
That'd be great.
Okay.
I would like going around the world if it makes sense. From Australia, heck, I'd like to go.
Well, if you go to Australia, it doesn't really make a hell of a lot of sense to come back here.
No.
See? Well, it does. It's a little shorter to come back here than it is, because you see, you got to come back here to report to me at the end.
Right.
So you got to come to Washington. If you were coming to Texas, then it would be just about better to come, you know, a little, not much, because Australia is just way to hell and gone.
Yes, I know.
And now you've already done Indonesia, Bangkok, all those countries.
Saigon,
you've done.
Philippines. Well, although we were there only 2 or 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. How much did you do in Saigon?
We were there for a couple of days in Saigon.
Mm-hmm.
All right, heck, if you want to go back to Saigon, that's
well,
me fine.
I just might have that in mind, too. You know, it just might be useful at that point.
If the vice president didn't hit Singapore.
Singapore?
Yeah. We might hit Singapore. I didn't hit it before. And that guy, you've got great respect for him, and he's one of the bright leaders, but it's a little old country, so it doesn't make a difference.
Oh, no, it doesn't. It isn't all that. Yeah. All right. Well, there's what I have in mind. I just wanted you to have...
Well, with whom can I work? Because if I have to leave the next day, we're going to have to do some scheduling.
Well, I will tell you, John, I'll get together. I've got to go over now and brief the leaders, and then I got to go brief the damn press, and then tonight... This trip will be a very, very good thing for the country, and I think you and Nellie will enjoy it.
We'll enjoy it.
And I want, and I deliberately, I don't want you to schedule yourself too hard. You know what I mean? I do. The South Americans, as you know, they wear you out. Those damn long dinners.
I know.
But the Australians are great. The New Zealanders are great. They know they have the British type of thing where you get in at a reasonable time. And God, you're going to love Australia. And it has a great feeling of Texas, you know?
Yes, I know. And I've never been there.
You'll go out and look at that country and you'll think, by God, I ought to have a ranch there too. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I want.
I know. All right. I'll be in touch with you.
All right, sir.
Or Bob will be tonight or tomorrow morning.
Fine.
Beforehand. Fair enough?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, John.
All right, sir.
How are you getting along with Schultz? He all right?
Great. Oh, sure. One thing.
I had a good talk with him.
I hope you will tell him and tell Henry before you go. Now, regardless of what you want to do in your new administration, you ought to name George on the National Security Council.
I told him that today.
6 months.
Told him that today.
All right, that's great. Because,
I know.
Makes sense because he's got to know what goes on. See, he's trying to direct and should try to direct all these international institutions like the IMF, World Bank,
I got to work.
So forth.
Well, he raised it, and I said, "Why? Of course you're going to." In effect, John, I told him, I said, "You are going to have all the responsibilities that Connally had."
Good.
We can't have him do anything else.
No, that's right.
Because otherwise it downgrades him and makes
that's
him
right.
appear that we had a one man and a job. Don't you agree?
I couldn't agree.
So I said, you're the head of the Cost of Living Council. You're the chief economic spokesman.
Right.
You're the care and keeper of Arthur Burns.
Yes, sir.
And just like you've been caring and keeping him.
That's,
okay?
Yes, sir. That's very wise.
All right.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Separate briefcase.
Yeah, they are.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Okay, good.
couple of things that you might have in mind over gone. Keep in close touch with Haig every day as to things you could do on the military front. You know what I mean, on the news and the morale of the South, and so forth and so on. There are confidential reports that come in from time to time about morale problems in the North. Get those out without having them attributed. He understands. Fine.
Okay, that's probably not much to do. it get harder in the weekend about what they said, huh? I think this situation with regard to Harry Dent is just like a lot to see him calling. I think that was, don't you think so? That was played, we'll be off in a few minutes, so keep the old fire burning. We'll see you in about 10 days. Maybe 11 days. We'll see. Right. Bye. Marge Acker, please. Marge. Hello.
Hello.
I sent a memorandum, Marge. And at one point where I'm talking about the Hague, about the... Tell him, just put it in paragraph, the effect that it's particularly important that you have a E, or, and Rush have a talk with X, get him aboard all the way. And also, it would be very helpful if we could get Teller to come back and get him aboard and tell him he's lost aboard. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Mark.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, have a good day.
Thank you.